Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, you put your best foot forward yesterday, and the show was fabulous.
Yeah, it was.
And what about today?
Well, Peter, I'm just going to put my cards on the table. I didn't sleep very good last night. I missed breakfast and lunch today. Didn't get my coffee. I don't know if I could do a good show today.
You're going to be joking.
Yeah, I'm joking, I'm ready.
Alright, 那么今天一开始呢，我对 Sam 呢进行了一通表扬，说昨天你做了非常大的努力，然后呢这个节目呢也做得非常的好。那么今天怎么样呢？ Sam 看了我一眼，然后说 Peter, 告诉你坏消息，昨晚呢没睡好，然后呢早饭也没吃好，又没喝上咖啡，所以我今天把这个话跟你说明白，今天我来做节目的时候呢，这个状况是非常的不好。那么用到了我们昨天讲到的词组 Put his card on the table,表示说把话说清楚。那么当然了，我们是开玩笑。我后来问了一下 Sam 说你一定是开玩笑吗？ You gonna be joking。 Sam 说、
yes.
当然是我要 joking、right?
Right.
当然是开玩笑，因为我们在做节目的时候呢一定要状态非常的好。 Put our best foot forward.
Yes, of course. That's what the listeners deserve.
Right. This is our duty or obligations.
Yeah,、
right?
that's right.
And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Alright. Well, today we're still talking aboutA foot. We're kind of going back to the foot.、
Mm-hmm.
Today's idiom is put your foot down.、
Mm.
Put your foot down.
今天的 idiom 里面同样有我们的脚。今天那个脚呢是 put your foot down,、
yeah.
表示一个人把他的脚放到地上或把一个人的脚放下来。
Yeah.
Well, normally we put our foot down, right?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes, like,、for example, if I was at home, relaxing, maybe there was a coffee table close to the couch, so I'd put my feet up on the coffee table to help、
right.
relax. My mom didn't like that, so she would say, Samuel, put your feet down.
Down, right. 有的时候呢，我们喜欢把我们的脚呢，给它放起来。比如说，在客厅的茶几上，我们把脚呢，放到茶几上。当然了，这种动作我们的父母是非常的不高兴。所以会跟 Sam 说到说把你的臭脚放下来、right?
Yeah, they know they're pretty stinky.
Right. 那么今天我们说把你的脚放下来，是不是跟这个孩子把他的脚放到茶几上这个情景是一样的呢？
Well, let's do a conversation, right? As usual.
Sure. Let's show how we use put your foot down.
Great idea.
Hey, Sam, you look a little bit upset. What happened?
Well, I just got a call from my son's teacher.
What did your teacher say?
Nothing good.
Mm-hmm.
He said little Johnny has been being quite the naughty student recently.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been skipping classes. He hasn't been doing or turning in his homework assignments.
Mm-hmm.
And、his grades are slowly going down.
Well, I think maybe he hang out with some best friend. And these people have very bad influence.
Yeah, you're probably right. Well, you know what? I think it's time I put my foot down.、
Mm-hmm.
So when I go home, I'm going to tell Johnny no more computer games, no more going out with friends, not until I stop getting calls from his teacher.、
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure he's turning in all his homework assignments, he's not skipping any classes, and his grades are going back up.
Well, it sounds a good plan for a little boy Johnny.
Yes.I don't like having to put my foot down, but you know what, Peter, you're a fellow parent. It's just something we all have to do sometimes.
You're right. 今天呢，我们用到了 put your foot down. 它的场景呢，是 Sam 作为一个父亲，前几天呢，接到了学校的电话，老师呢，对 Sam 的孩子 Johnny 进行了投诉。原因非常的简单，因为 Johnny 呢一直在逃学，这让 Sam 呢非常的头痛。同时呢 ，Johnny 的学习成绩呢也一直不好，所以今天呢 ，Sam 准备对他的孩子 Little Johnny 开始严加管制了。首先提到了说 ，no computer game， 不允许呢打电脑游戏，然后呢不允许跟他那些狐朋狗友一起玩，同时 no TV watching， 不允许看电视，直到说他的孩子呢一切都。恢复到正常。那么听完之后呢说哎呦 Sam 你现在呢的的确确你这个计划呢听起来不错，希望呢你的孩子呢会有所好转。那么这里面提到了说 Sam 现在的决心下得非常的大，他准备要对他的孩子呢下手了。那么用到的词组呢 put his foot down， 表示一个人的决心已经下了，他绝不会改变的意思。
Well, could you give us another example usingPut your foot down. For example, sometimes the boss has to put his foot down in the company. So, you know, some bosses are pretty relaxed. They know that as long as the employees get their assignments finished, well, then it's not a big deal if they maybe eat inside the office or maybe even play some computer games
right.
or play on their cell phone mm-hmm. when we have some downtime. But there's some things that he just cannot allow. So, for example, if the employees think, well, our boss is pretty relaxed, maybe I can smoke inside the office. Well, that's probably going to have to be where the boss puts his foot down and says, nope, that is not something I can allow.
Well, it sounds like smoking in the office really pushed the envelope.
Yep, that's crossing the line.
Right. 第二个场景呢，我们用在办公室的环境当中，一般情况下，老板呢对员工的一些行为呢可以容忍，比如说上班期间偷偷摸摸的玩玩电脑，然后呢玩玩手机，有的时候呢同事之间在QQ上呢互相闲聊一下，it doesn't matter。 但是呢，有些员工竟然在办公室里面抽烟，那么这个事情，老板的态度是非常的坚决，是绝不能容忍任何的员工在办公室里面 smoking。 那么如果说 smoking 的话，那它结局会非常的惨。The consequence is gonna be disastrous.
Yeah, because you know, if you, well, you have some free time, you play a computer game, that's not a big deal. Won't
right.
really influence other people, but smoking
right.
for sure will.
But I don't think you can play computer game for that long, like 4 or 6 hours per
no.
day. You only work 8 hours, man, right?
yeah, so that's why I say only on downtime
right.
or like some free time, because we know... Well, things get slow during certain periods
right.
of time.
我们知道老板呢非常的好，但是大家上班的时候呢，尽量把自己娱乐的时间呢给他压缩，不要说上一天班8个小时，然后呢结果呢玩电脑用了6个小时呢，老板会非常的不开心。Yeah,
that's why most bosses view like as long as you get the work done, well, then it's okay.
所以呢，大家呢一定要注意的一点。那么今天的词组呢 ，put your foot down 表示一个人的态度非常的坚决。 Alright, so that's it for today's idiom. Well, let's go to the apartment tour of the richest man in India.
Yeah, but apartment is kind of an understatement. This is like
right.
a huge airport / mansion.
Right, 那么刚才 Sam 给我也纠正了一下，我用一个词呢是 apartment， 当然呢是对现在这个印度最有钱的这个人的这个 house。 是一个非常不敬的一个用词。我们在前天已经讲到了它的整个的这个公寓的高度达到了27层，所以我用一个词 apartment， 当然小瞧了这个 apartment， right？
Yeah，
它应该叫一个 mansion or big mansion。
Yeah， that's right， huge mansion，
huge mansion，
yeah.
colossal mansion，
colossal，
right?
yeah， that's a good one。
Uh-huh. Before we go inside this apartment building， and
yeah.
now let's check vocab first。
Okay，
now it's time to hit the books。
Today's first word for our Hit the Books is consultation. Consultation. C-O-N-S-U-L-T-A-T-I-O-N. Consultation.
第一个单词, consultation, 翻译成中文是咨询.
Okay, next is the word architecture. Architecture. A-R-C-H-I-T-E-C-T-U-R-E. Architecture.
第二个单词 architecture 翻译成中文是建筑.
Okay, next is the word chandelier. Chandelier, C H A N D E L I E R. Chandelier.
第三个单词 chandelier 翻译成中文是我们建筑里面的这个吊灯.
Next is the word lounge. Lounge, L O U N G E. Lounge.
下一个单词 lounge 翻译成中文呢是休息室。
Next is the word reside. Reside. R-E-S-I-D-E. Reside.
下一个单词是一个动词 翻译成中文是居住。 它就等同于我们学过的非常简单的动词 live. 居住的意思。
Right. Next is the word skyscraper. One word. Skyscraper. S-K-Y-S-C-R-A-P-E-R. Skyscraper.
下一个单词是一个名词翻译成中文是 摩天大厦或者是高楼大厦.
Okay, next is the word luxurious. We mentioned this before. Luxurious. L-U-X-U-R-I-O-U-S. Luxurious.
下一个单词我们在前几期呢已经讲到了，表示一个东西非常的奢华，可以用这个单词 luxurious， 等同于我们学过的 lavish or extravagant.
Yeah. Next is the word abode. Abode. A-B-O-D-E. Abode.
下一个词是一个相对比较正式的一个单词，表示一个人的住所， means where you live.
Yeah. So actually, a very common greeting, like if you have some guests coming to your house, you can say, "Welcome to my humble abode." Of course, if your house is huge, like this man's, well, it's not very humble. But if you have a nice little comfortable apartment, you can say, "Welcome to my humble abode."
All right.
Next is the word penthouse. Penthouse. P-E-N-T-H-O-U-S-E. Penthouse.
下一个单词 penthouse 翻译成中文的是指顶层的豪华公寓。
Well, that brings us to the last word, which is kind of interesting, how it fits in here, which is bulletproof. Bulletproof. One word. B-U-L-L-E-T-P-R-O-O-F. Bulletproof.
最后一个单词 bulletproof 翻译成中文是防弹的，我们可以有防弹背心叫 bulletproof vest。
And of course, some buildings or cars will have bulletproof glass.
Right. 同时呢，一些豪华车呢，它都是防弹的玻璃。那么这个防弹用我们今天学到的词 bulletproof window.
All right. Let's go to the apartment tour. Yes. Let's talk about the specs or the specifications of the building. Antilia, dubbed the mansion in the sky by the Times, was built in consultation with U.S. architecture firms Perkins and Weil and Hirsch Bender Associates. Its construction was reportedly influenced by Vashtu, an ancient Indian belief similarly to the Chinese feng shui. Each level is twice as high as a normal floor. No floors or rooms are the same.Meaning the material used on one floor cannot be used in the construction of another level. The first six floors are taken up by a car park that can hold up to 168 cars. The next floor is the lobby, with 9 lifts servicing the building. On the eighth floor lies a 50-seat theater. Another floor consists of a ballroom that has a ceiling mostly covered by crystal chandeliers. Other floors contain a house spa with a gym,and a dance studio, swimming pools, lounges, a vehicle maintenance area, and, of course, guest rooms. The Ambani family will reside on the skyscraper's top four floors, which takes up about 37,000 square meters. The competition. Mr. Ambani's home is the world's most expensive, but he is not the only person to have built himself a luxurious abode. The Villa La Leopolda,on the French Riviera, was built in 1902 by King Leopold II of Belgium. It was last valued to be worth at least $524 million U.S., and is reportedly owned by a Russian billionaire. The One Hyde Park penthouse in London has only 6 bedrooms, but was sold for a cool £140 million, or $226 million U.S. in August.It has bulletproof windows, panic rooms, and a number of plate recognition security systems for its car park. Its owners will be guarded by security guards who are trained by the SAS and served by staff from its neighbor, the Mandarin Oriental Hotel.
Right, 首先我们看看它就高楼的名字 Antilla, 它呢叫做 Mansion in the Sky, 翻译成中文是空中的高楼或空中的大厦。
Now, if you're going to build a house like this, well, you're going to need some professional architects.
Right.
So they used or consulted with two architecture firms, first Perkins, the second Weil and Hirsch Bender Associates.
Right. 那么在盖楼之前，他们首先呢跟美国一家建筑设计公司进行了咨询，通过他们呢了解一下最新的一些建筑的理念。 They get some inspiration idea from American architecture firm.
Yeah, well, we know that Mumbai is, of course, in India. So, you think, well, if he's an Indian, he'll have some influence from maybe Indian culture. Well, he did. Its construction, this building's construction, was influenced by Vashtu, which is an Indian belief that is similar to the Chinese feng shui.
那么这高楼不仅融进了美国或者西方的这个元素，同时呢它也引进了当地的印度的一些文化的元素在里面，比如说呢借鉴了印度的一个概念等同于中国的 风水。
Well, I guess maybe this kind of Vashtu belief includes high ceilings because the level or each level is actually twice as high as a normal floor.
Right. 另外一点呢，我们看到它每一层的高度都比我们正常的楼呢要高出一倍。
So if you're in your apartment right now, look at your ceiling. This floor or one floor is twice as high as your ceiling right now.
Right. 我们一般的居民楼呢，每层的高度呢大概三米左右。它的楼高可以达到差不多六米。
Now, because of the belief here, going into the design, the Vashtu belief, no floors or rooms can be the same, which means that the material used on one floor cannot be used again in the construction of another level.
另外一点呢，它每一层，包括每一层的房间都是不一样的。除了这之外呢，它每一层用的这个材质也是不同的。
So does that mean like one floor can be steel, the next floor can be like wood, and then the next floor has to be like bamboo, like all the building materials have to be different?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe just the interior of the room.
Right.
Yeah, so the actual structure of the building can be the same.
Yeah, the basic structure of building gonna be cement, steel, right?
Yeah, because if it's, can withstand military grade explosions, magnitude, level 8 earthquake, I don't think a bamboo building can really withstand that.
No, I don't think so. 那么下面我们看一看究竟它每层的功能是什么。
Well, let's look at the first 6 floors.Okay, so we mentioned that they have a pretty big car park or parking garage. The first 6 floors is all this car park, which can hold up to 168 cars.
那么首先我们看到1到6层它的作用它的功能是什么 The function of the first 6 floor.
Yeah.
它的前6层呢是什么 Car park 是一个停车场可容纳的车辆达到了168部车
Now remember, well, they're going to of course have some gas,but of course, their staff is 600 people,
right.
So they need some parking for their staff. Now, above the car park is the lobby. So this is no normal building. It's not a regular house where you just have a small entryway. Mm-hmm. This has a whole lobby, which is, of course, serviced by 9 elevators or lifts.
Right. 下一层呢是整个一层是一个 lobby, 是一个大厅。Well, it's even bigger than the hotel lobby, right?
Oh, I'm sure, and much more extravagant than a regular hotel lobby.
Right, 那么五个人，那么五口之家需要一层做一个大厅，真是非常的奢华了。
Now, on the 8th floor lies a 50-seat theater. So, yeah, if you remember, we mentioned this building has its own movie theater.
Right, 在第八层是一个电影院，可容纳50人。
So I bet it'sPretty luxurious in there too. It's not going to be like the little squished together seats you find in a normal movie theater, but maybe some nice lounge chairs or recliners.
Right.
It'll be pretty comfortable.
Right, 我们可以想象到在这个电影院里面它的这个设施也是相当的豪华。
Now, other floors consist of ballrooms, but the ballroom is not going to be like a painting on the ceiling. It's going to be covered in crystal chandeliers.
Oh, that's really lavish.
Yes.
那么下一层呢是一个 ballroom. So what is a ballroom? Ballroom means it's a place people can dance.
Yeah, that's right. So, well, ballroom dancing is its own type of dance. But of course in a ballroom, you can hold parties there.
Right.
And the parties can include a lots of dancing.
那么下一层呢是一个舞厅同时它的屋顶挂了非常奢华的吊灯。
Now, all the other floors, remember it's 27. So what do they consist of? They contain health spas. Gym and dance studio, swimming pools, lounges, even a vehicle maintenance area, and of course, if you want to have guests, well, you're going to need guest rooms.
其他的设施呢还包括了 spa, 然后呢可以有健身房还有呢游泳池 Oh, it's almost everything, you name it.
This really kind of like a hotel slash house has everything.
Right, 所以它整个的自己的家设计的像一个非常完善的酒店一样，几乎你酒店拥有的这些 function 这些功能，它的家一应俱全。
Now I mentioned that as a vehicle maintenance area, so do they have a special lift or elevator for cars?
Well, should be because they have 168 cars.
Yeah,
they have a team in charge of a car maintenance. Right?
Yeah, the car mechanics.
Right,
but you wonder, like, okay, all these floors have all these things. Where does the family live.
Right. Well, that's the very important issue, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it mentions that the Ambani family resides on the skyscraper's top four floors. That takes up about 37,000 square meters.
那么这家人呢，这五口之家住在整个大楼的最高的这四层里面，它的面积达到了37,000平方米。
I think my humble abode is like 60 meters. So imagine having all that space.
Right. 那么Sam刚才呢，把自己的房子和这家人做了一个比较了，发现一个天壤之别， right?
Yes. Oh my gosh, what a big difference.
All right.
But you know what? The Ambani family is not the only one with a big house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are other people that have, they'll spend, like for example, there's the Villa Leopolda in the French Riviera.
Mm-hmm.
This is owned by a Russian billionaire. It's worth $524 million.
Right, 那么看看我们再放眼世界，看看世界上其他的地方有没有跟它相差不多的一些房子。那么在法国呢，有一处别墅，它建于1902年，现在的市价呢也达到了5亿2400万美金。那么跟它的价值呢，虽然说有一定的距离，但是对我们一般老百姓来讲呢，是一个天价。
Yeah, of course. And then this one, the next one, sounds like there's some major security or safety problems or issues.
Right.
Because the house, even though it's only 6 bedrooms, it was sold in One Hyde Park penthouse, which is in London, for £140 million, or, if you want to know dollars, $226 million.
那么在英国伦敦的海德公园有一处顶格的豪华的公寓，虽然说它的面积非常的小，当然了，对一般老百姓来讲已经很大了，但是对于这个印度这家人来讲呢，面积是相对是比较小，只有6个卧室，但是它的市价已经达到了2亿2600万美金。
Yeah, and the reason why I mentioned they have security issues, because they have bulletproof windows in the house, panic rooms, so not just one, and of course, they're guarded by SAS, or British Special Forces.
哦，同时呢，它的安全措施呢，让我们看到之后呢，非常的震惊，因为它所有的窗户都是 bulletproof 防弹窗，同时呢，在房子里面设有一个 panic room。什么是 panic room？ 那么它是指呢，一旦发生紧急情况，比如说出现了抢劫或者说暴力袭击的时候呢，那么这个主人呢可以逃到这个 panic room 里面，然后呢等待警察的救援。那么这个房间英文叫做 panic room。同时，它的这些 security guard， 它的保安受到了英国精英部队的培训，所以它是非常精良的一支部队，来为它进行提供安全保障措施。它的整个的物业的提供呢，是由一家奢华酒店来提供的，所以呢，它是一个既安全又舒适的一个 apartment.
Well, we've learned a lot about the differences between, kind of like a normal, humble life like yours and mine,
right,
compared to lives and houses of the rich and famous.
But although there's a huge difference between where you live and the billionaire's apartment,
yes,
the luxurious apartment is not a guarantee that you have a good sleep every day.
Well, I don't know. If I had an SAS security guard guarding me while I sleep, I'd probably feel pretty comfortable.
Well, for me, it's pretty nervous things.
Yeah, well, you know, the more money you have, probably the more nervous you are about it.
You said it.
Losing it.
Right. Well, that's it for today's chat about the richest man, also his apartment building.
Yeah.
And that's it for today, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。Set our hearts ablaze, and every city was a kid, and every skyline was like a kiss upon the lips, and every city was a kid.And every skyline, how big, how blue, how beautiful. How big, how blue, how beautiful. No, we want mammals falling through space, and every day I'll wear your face like an atmosphere around me.
北京外语广播 播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起吧！
不用磨皮美白。不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I.They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame.Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you, it's all.Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two. Only with me.Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth.